This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
I'm Charlotte McLeod with the Investing News Network, and here today with me is David Morgan, publisher of The Morgan Report. Thank you for joining me today.
Charlotte, thank you.
Great. So we're here today at the International Metal Writers Conference, and you spoke yesterday about precious metals and cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies prices are currently very up. What is driving prices right now?
Lots of demand. It's like the hottest thing going, and I put up a chart of Bitcoin. I could have put up several. I did other charts. And the volumes are increasing, which means it's sustainable. So as high and as quickly as it's rising, I expect to see it continue for some time.
Right. So you do see it continuing for some time, but it sounds like you're not too interested in getting into the market yourself. Why is that?
Well, maybe I indicated that. I wrote my first piece about 4 years ago, and it was titled My Two Bits about Bitcoin. And I had one concern at that time, and that one was basically, as the blockchain expanded, it will take more and more time for it to process data. And that's true. But that problem has been overcome now. Technology is technology. It doesn't solve all our problems, but it could solve many. And I also outlined a problem that I see now. The internet in general and the cryptocurrencies are a subset of the internet. So that's still a concern. But no, I'm free market. I think if anyone wants to be into cryptocurrencies, have at it. I think if you're nimble, you can get into almost any of them and make money. I would just caution people to use a free trade, which means once you double your money, take your original capital out and let the rest ride. I mean, if you'd done that with Bitcoin when it was, you know, $100, it doubled to, you know, 200, you took half your money out, that $150 would be phenomenally, you know, valuable right now. So, no, I'm, for myself personally, I've kind of stayed away from the space, but some of the guys that work for me are involved in a lot of the currency, cryptocurrencies.
Sure. And you did talk about an opportunity you're working on, consulting on, to kind of link precious metals and cryptocurrencies. Could you explain that a little?
Sure. There's already, and I don't know them all. It's not a space that I'm studying. I don't know it extremely well. But there are some precious metals-backed cryptocurrencies. And like there's Bitcoin, there's a precious metals debit card that I'm very familiar with. And I think there's going to be a hybrid system where you use a blockchain with gold backing, for an example. And I gave the fact that I'm working on a system with someone else and we're gathering some brain trust to implement it in Indonesia primarily because of the youth of that continent and the fact that most of them are already very familiar with gold. Almost all of them, to a man and woman, have gold. So you've already got gold dispersed throughout a huge population base that's very technologically oriented. They want to do everything off of their phone. So the platform could be created that combines the two, it's got a high potential.
Okay. Are there any other ways that you see technology influencing the precious metals space moving forward?
Lots. I mean, one of the things we reported in the Morgan Report was this mobile mill, which is something that is very advantageous to a small miner. It allows them to process gravity feed gold without diluting the shareholders, which is huge in the small cap space. Additionally, there's another company called EnviroLeach that was a spin out of the original one I just mentioned, and it's got a reagent that will basically be able to replace cyanide and be very environmentally friendly. So lots on that side. We've kind of got lucky, or our hard work paid off, however you want to think of it. Looking ahead, you know, what technological changes are available in the industry that could make a profound impact?
Okay. Now, I think I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about gold and silver prices. Do you have any predictions for the rest of the year?
I do. This sounds like a setup, but honestly, I just finished silver price forecast for 2017, available for free at my website. Just go to themorganreport.com, put in a first name and give us an email address, and you will get access to that report. I just finished it like 2 weeks ago for another conference I was speaking at, and I had to have it up on the website because I was handing out postcards starts promoting the free report.
Okay, perfect. Last question. Any other commodities you are looking at right now? I think last time we talked, you mentioned you're looking a little at energy metals.
Yeah, I just did an interview. Cobalt, lithium, of course, vanadium, silver is used in batteries and no one really knows it. They're the best there are. They're mil-spec, military spec. That's about the only people that can afford them. Zinc is still a big player in the battery industry. And we just did a paper on the energy metals about 2 months ago in the Morgan Report. And there may be one or two I'm not thinking of right now. But we're looking across the space. We always try to stay, you know, a step ahead, if possible, which is tough to do, on whatever's making a meaningful difference in the resource sector.
Okay, well, that is all for me. Thank you so much for joining me today. Once again, I'm Charlotte McLeod with the Investing News Network, and this is David Morgan.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.